Good morning to everybody in a new, repainted stuff.
Thank you. Good morning.
How?
Good morning.
It's still a process, yeah?
Sorry?
It's still ongoing process to restore.
Yeah, we're only missing now on fans and working on little details with the computers. But otherwise, the office is completely repainted and we're totally functioning.
Do you know already what was really the cause of the fire?
It's an electrical fire.
That's it.
When the building was this town hall building was built, the top right wing, that means entry, news and notes, video library, and all this whole part of the building didn't have one
automatic
special
user.
An automatic fuser. So this building wasn't provided with that would disconnect the electricity when the wires overheat. The part of the financial service, Orville Radio, L'Avenir and all that has that, but this part of the building doesn't. So that's how, there was an overheating in the plug in that wire and the wire is overheated and burnt.
So that could actually happen ever since to any place, yeah?
Absolutely.
Anywhere else.
Are they gonna do something about the install maybe the fuse?
Yes, but that you would have to talk with the Acure people because we are using this space for the entry service, and as you know, the entry service are members that are nominated for 3 years, so we move on, and the space is managed by the Acure team who manages the town hall. And so they have to take long-term decisions. But what I know from what I have discussed with Lakshmanan is that who is discussing with the BCC, they're planning to put these smoke detectors in the building and they're working some, you have to talk with him to have all those details. And you see in what kind of noise we work, you will hear it.
Yeah, I hear it, that's from the other side.
Yeah, but this is our interview room.
Yeah.
And we can only close the windows if we have a fan, so we're still receiving people in this very difficult condition. It's unbearable sometimes.
Yeah, but that will... the work will finish.
It's not only the noise, but the good thing, the advantage we know already in advance what is there for lunch. You can also smell also.
Then you know what to anticipate. Okay, the spirit is there, your work is going on, and that's about it, yeah?
We are very happy that everything went basically very fast, and there was a lot of offer from the group to really cleaning, update, and also. So it was good.
Yeah, we wish to, definitely, we wouldn't be functioning and up here if it weren't for the efficiency of the colleagues. Anna-Marie and Lakshmanan have been on top of it. The BCC have taken up all the finances that were linked with putting us back on foot. And above all, we've had an incredible relay and a very, very efficient blue light team. They were really fantastic.
Especially
a real service to our
saved all the data. Yeah.
They had saved all the data. They were there half an hour after I was here that morning. They immediately took all the computers and then they bought a whole new computer. They set it everything. They did everything they had to do and they took it as a priority, so we were able to function again. So, yeah, thanks to Ricardo, thanks to Lakshmanan, thanks to the Blue Light team, thanks to the BCC, thanks to all of these people who made this possible, because it was only possible because we have a big network of other Aurovillians working with us.
Support from the community.
100% support from the community. And we actually had a lot of moral support and enthusiastic helpers, people really, people were very understanding.
But it's actually a really positive experience, isn't it?
Yeah,
we are more joined together as a
team,
service team, because we had something really together, what we could experience, and it's joined us more on the world.
Yeah, or we always need a bit of tornado to come together. But our team actually didn't need that.
Yes.
We are very much together
as we are.
We're a great team.
I can see that.
We like working with each other. We like our work. And so this was just one other little challenge on the way.
But it's true that on the level of, I mean, whether all the discussions with Punuswamy, sorry, I didn't mention the electrical service because they were also on top of it and getting everything done because they're at the base of core who had to identify. They're doing a lot. You might even, I mean, if you really want to go into it, you can also talk to Punuswamy and have his version of it if you really want to know. And I know that they're doing some research also with some people that it doesn't happen again and all. And they really take it as a warning and as a minimal warning on how things can happen in these kind of offices. And we're really not taking into consideration these kind of accidents. And it was nothing compared to what it could be.
It started 12 hours earlier and maybe in the middle point.
And there is also one information that has come through is that we were always saying the fire took place in the morning, but Leah left.
It was going on Tuesday already.
But you can't say it was going on. She left something on Tuesday afternoon and she felt very uncomfortable with the smoke smell. And she thought it was somebody burning plastic.
Yeah.
And so she closed the windows and left because she didn't like the smell at all.
First I stayed even, and then I got very sick.
Didn't identify at all that it was coming from the office because she sniffed around.
No, I was smelling around, and that's right, on the window, it was really like very strong, but so I closed that window, and many times in the year they were plastic. So after I got really sick, but there was nothing to see or inside, and then in the night I was also very sick.
And there is a computer that stopped working also in the graphic section on that same electrical line.
Mm-hmm.
So there is it hasn't only affected the entry service, it also has affected
the
blue
light only after the meeting.
So I would say that's just a warning to do the whenever you lay the cables to do the proper job.
Exactly.
With the fuses and everything.
And when we build these kind of buildings, the constructors should maybe not save money on these kind of things.
Maybe a warning to not save money because then you lose more.
It also can be life-taking.
But so we actually do have a lot to do now, catching up with and setting up the pace again and catching up with what we weren't able to do in between and going on.
Hey, you were out 1 week, a little bit more, 10 days, something like that,
Not
more.
We were able to actually reopen on Wednesday to public. Monday and Tuesday we weren't able to. We were supposed to move back in on Saturday, but they were still painting, so we only managed to move our things back in and get the computers working, and we received people at the desk on Wednesday again.
So behind a little bit with schedule with your work, but not so much, eh?
It's okay.
And how is the pressure on entry group now, nowadays with the newcomers, people who want to join? Is it still huge?
We don't have entry group at first. Service.
Yes.
Oh.
It makes a big difference. Yeah. It's a service to the community. It's not
a group. Entry service, yeah.
No, people are approaching the entry very regularly, stable. There is a regular input, but it's not this massive stampede that we had in July, August. It's regular, but we're working on statistics very, very actively. We had all these statistics with all the charts up on the wall that got burned down. So we just need to print them all out, and we will have figures that we're going to communicate to the community very soon. We have them already, but you can ask Angela. She has all the figures. We have Angela working with us and helping us out.
That's good. So it's you on the team, seven people?
Six. We are six.
Angela is just helping.
Angela is not part of the core group and she is not here. She's only here to help us specifically with some office statistics and data entry and things like that. But she's not part of the team as such. She helps us out. She's a good
support group.
Support group.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Thanks to you.
Thank you.
So I will see there was nothing occultic in this.
No.